This nigga Jacob Wilder, he ain't never thinking straight. He puffin' on the blunt, throwin' Henny back straight. Thinking of the days when his life was the same. Before I died, changed from a fatal bit mistake. He stuck on the day when he took a life away. His nightmares haunt him cause the whole thing was played. He screaming, don't die, please don't die. He wake up dripping sweat, flowing tears from his eyes. They gave him medication, but the guilt ain't faded. He feeling more depressed cause his soul seemed no rest. He drinks some more Henny and pop some pain pills and rolls 6 blunts and scream, I had enough. He hops in the car, driving to the graveyard, sipping on some Henny, puffing on the port. His heart racing fast cause he about to face his past. He at this grave site in the St. James Smith, May 17th, 1986 to February 6th, 2007. His tears started flowing, he pouring out some Henny and said, Lord forgive me, I didn't mean to do it. I shouldn't have been playing. Because of my actions, my friend here laying. Please show some mercy, my heart trip for hurting. I can't take the guilt, my conscience keep pounding. I'm plotting suicide cause the man Fred died. Jacob hops in his car and he's heading back home. Feeling even worse, feeling more depressed. He having flashbacks where the bullet struck at. He watched his friend fall, his eyes looking glazed. He called 911 and they tell him pick him up. He said he's feeling cold and I'm getting no response. The dispatcher know that his friend is not gone. Paramedics rush in and they quickly check his vitals. They getting no pause, Jacob looking terrified. Police asked what happened, Jacob yelled out, I didn't mean to do it, I didn't mean to pull the trigger. I was aiming with the gun and it just went off. The bullet struck his head and he fell like the chair. Jacob in cuffs, getting booked up for murder. He in the jail cell trying to hang himself with sheets. He pleaded insane from the trauma that he caused. He was sent to the ward till he got his mind back. It's 15 years later and he still can't escape it. He's sitting in the car wishing that he would've died. And then he got that thought, maybe I should die. He walking through the door and he heads upstairs and goes in his closet. He pull out this box and this black sock. He opened up the box inside a 357. The sock full of bullets. He said, I gotta do it. I can't take no more. I gotta pull it in there. He calls up Smitty and told him what he's doing. He keeps him on the phone so he can't call nobody. Jacob, is you crazy? That's what Smitty said. I'm better off dead cause I dug my own grave. I didn't mean to kill James, but I gotta take the blame. Smitty said, okay, you know I understand, but don't take this way. It's not the way to take. I'm about to head over. Jacob said no, stay up on his phone and don't hang up cause it might be our last. Smitty said chill, put down the steel. Jacob started crying and loading up the gun. He said I love you bro, but I must go. It's my turn to pay for the sins I committed. Tell my family I love them, never do forget me.